Gentlemen, the next case here is 10,082. This is Bethany Breeze, and it's a variance in the separation requirement between the units. The first thing on this, gentlemen, this is one of this two-step process.
It is for one of them.
One of them.
One of them, I can't remember which one it was, came in on their own, and it was denied.
Did it?
Right. That's, I think, I don't remember which one it is, but it's now part of this big one. So for that particular one, you need to do that two-step process and find, first of all, that there's been substantial change in circumstances and consider it.
Well, I think it was 686. I tried to look at that.
Right here, whatever that is.
What is that?
That one right there.
Yeah.
Which one is that? 684. I had 687. 684, and I think at that time when he came in, wasn't that the one that was denied council, and they said that they knew it when they built there that they couldn't have these. Is that correct?
Well, they just came in on their own, and they got this one contractor that said he could get them these post permits or something.
He said, yeah, post permit.
The infamous post permit.
Yeah, right.
But the fact of the matter was, they were out there on their own, and then it was, you know, nobody knew what. You know, what was going to happen for the rest of the subdivision or the rest of the townhouses if they granted one, because I think because of the angle, you know, you run into a situation where some might need them, some might not, and you worry about fire space and that sort of thing. But if, since they're coming in, I guess, for the whole building, it's two buildings, isn't it? The backs of two different buildings?
Mm-hmm.
That, I guess, could serve as a, you know, a significant change in circumstances, because now it's being done throughout the community as opposed to just a single property.
Yeah, because also they wanted to wait that night, and because they did state that they'd be coming back in with more, and I think they wanted to allow everybody a chance to.
Yeah, they just kind of jumped the gun or something, and between them and the one other property owner. Plus, there was some opposition from, I think, the original developer. And,
yeah, he was here.
And then there was it seemed like the property manager didn't really know what was going on. It was just kind of a strange topic.
Yeah.
And the first contractor had a pre-permit.
Then, and that being the case, it was case number, or it was unit number 684. So my question then would be that, being in with this group now, that would be the difference.
I would think that would suffice, because they've eliminated the problem, primary problem that the board was looking at the first time around.
Did anyone ever figure out, Mr. Burrell, what a pre-permit is?
Post-permit.
Post permit.
Yeah.
You get that, then you go ahead and build it, then you come in and get your regular permit.
Oh, okay.
Sent the letter to the contractor. Never heard back.
And
I don't usually.
You pay $400 for the post permit and then $400 for the regular permit.
Yeah.
To build one building. It costs him $800. He don't know.
Oh, boy.
So then that would satisfy our. So we still would have to vote then on the two-step process.
Yeah, you still need to have a formal vote to hear it a second time as to unit, whichever one you decided it was, 84.
It was 684. We have the thing here. Okay.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that there is a
significantly different.
Apparently difference in the case 684 from the first time. Okay, so they make a motion then that we go ahead and hear case number 10,082. Okay, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Now, the case is, it's a variance from separation requirement between the units, Bethany Breeze.
Right.
And that's for units 79,
81, 83,
84, 86, and 88.
Different amount the second time.
Okay.
Was there a specific reason they only chose
686?
Those units, are those the only units that would require one, or the only one?
I believe that's the answer, yes.
Okay. So
that, you look at it, they're the only ones that require the
location for 684, so they can be here.
We just had some, 2 weeks ago on the opposite side. They were trying to get them all in together now, because a couple of these had jumped out. Do you remember they had one on one side and two on the other? So now, I think the original testimony was not really to stop them, but just, it was so they could get them all together.
Yeah.
And the original builder had came in and so stated that. So I don't see anything wrong, but I went down and looked at him. So. they're really striving for uniformity in it.
They're in the process now. Okay. They approved to hear it.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Make a motion to approve case number 10,082, as I don't feel it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood, but it's a minimum variance to afford relief to the units, and that it enables reasonable use.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion? Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 10,082. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved. Next case.